Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Karisos, Daf Bay is Karisos 2. Of course, there is a discussion about what is the proper way to pronounce this name, and probably the more accurate academic way to call it Karitot, but we will go with the standard way in which it's pronounced in most yeshivas as Karisos, which refers to the punishments that a person gets if a person violates certain sins from the Torah. So says our Mishnah at the beginning of this tractate, Shloshim v'sheish kresos b'Torah, that there are 36 punishments that a person gets kares for from the Torah. And these are the sins that if a person violates them intentionally without witnesses or without a warning, a person is going to be liable for this severe penalty that's called kares. The 36 categories are habala, aim, if a person has sexual relations with their mother, alashis av, with the wife of their father, valakala, if a person has sexual relations with their daughter-in-law, habala zachur, if a person commits a sexual relationship with a male, a behema, a person has a sexual act with an animal, the isha hamavia a behema aleha, a woman who causes an animal to have sex with her, or habal isha uvita, a person who has a sexual act with with a wife and a daughter, ve'eshes ish, and a person who is has a sexual act with a woman who's already married, habal choso, a person has sex with his sister, val chos aviv, with his father's sister, also v'al achos ima, with his mother's sister, v'al achos ishto, with his wife's sister, v'al eshes achiv, with his brother's wife, even after his brother has died, v'al eshes achi aviv, and with the wife of his father's brother, even after the death of his father's brother, and al eshes achi imo, and on the wife of his and the wife of the brother of his mother, va'alanida, and a person who has sexual act with a woman who is considered halachically anida, that is, she has had her menstrual cycle and she has not gone to the mikvah afterwards. Va'amegadef, the megadef is Rashi says that this is a dispute amongst the Tanaim later on, if this refers to somebody who God forbid, Rachmanu Litzlan, curses God, or maybe it refers to somebody who sings to idolatry. Oveda Ovodas Kochavim, one who worships idolatry. Hanosi Mizaro Moloch, one who gives their offspring to Molech, which is basically a form of idolatry. Bao Ov, this is a type of idolatry where they used to worship using the bone of a dead body. Mechal Shabbos, and someone who desecrates the Shabbos. Then the next category that our Mishnah brings, which within these Chayvei Krisos, is one who, if you violate that, a person violates them with witnesses and warning, they would be liable for lashes. So says our Mishnah, V'tamei she'achal kodesh, if a person who is tamei, they're ritually impure and they ate the sacrificial food. Va'ba'al ha'mikdash tamei, a person enters the temple while they're in a state of ritual impurity. Ha'ochal chayav, one who eats the forbidden fats of a kosher animal. Vidam, one who eats the blood of an animal, the forbidden part of the blood of the animal. Venosar, somebody who eats the meat of a sacred animal after the time where it was no longer permitted to be eaten. Vipigal, and one who eats an offering with which the intent was wrong when worshiping in a specific intent where you have the wrong intent for the time and the place. So the next thing the Mishnah says, Vashochet Vamala Bachutz, one who slaughters an animal and offers it as an offering outside of the temple. V'yalchol chametz b'Pesach, one who eats his forbidden chametz, forbidden leavened bread on Passover. V'ochel v'osei melacha b'yom HaKippurim, one who eats or one who does work on Yom Kippur. V'amefatim es Hashem, and one who prepares the anointing oil that was set aside for the temple service, one who prepares it for their own purposes. V'amefatim es HaKetoros, one who prepares the special incense in the altar, but when one does this for their own purposes. V'asachas Hashem en HaMishka, and one who uses on their body this then special anointing oil for their own purposes. This is all problematic. And now our Mishnah brings two positive commandments that if one violates them and does not do them, they're liable for kares. This is the law of the Pesach, one who does not bring a Paschal lamb. v'hamila, one who does not circumcise themselves. And these are mitzvahs asay. These are positive commandments for which, if one does not do that, they are liable for karis. Al elu chayavin al zedonon karis v'al shigagaso chatas. For all of these, a person will be in violation. If they do them intentionally, they will get karis. And if they do them accidentally, because they don't know that there is a sin involved with them, the person will be liable for a chatas, a sin offering. What is the punishment of karis? What is the actual punishment? What do you get? So here there is discussion. Not all of the commentaries are in agreement about this. Rashi's position is that if a person commits a sin, that you get karis. If he does this intentionally, then that is to say that the person will, under those circumstances, such a person, Rashi says, will die in his youth. Well, that's what Rashi says in Ksuvos. However, here Rashi writes that the person will die without children, meaning to say that the person will die young, and also his children will die, because it states in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 21, Aririmiyu, they will be childless. However, the position of Tosos, as recorded in Yevamos, is just that the sinner himself will die. And so therefore, that is the position of Tosos. The Gemara explains in Moed Katan that the person will die means from the age of 50 until 60. That's going to be an indication of Karesa. That's the position of the Gemara Moed Katan. The Chafetz Chaim says, just like we are obligated to save a person from dying, if we see somebody is about to kill someone, we have to try and save them. So too, if we see a person committing a sin because they don't know better, and they will fall into the category of Karesa, we are obligated to try and help them, save them from sinning.